And it's time now for sports. Finally, the NFL season has begun. Well, the preseason, but whatever. That's a mere subtlety to most fans. There's no question, of course, who's going to win the Super Bowl this year. It will be my Pittsburgh Steelers repeating. But what we should talk about is the undercurrent to the beginning of this season. Maybe it's more precise to call it an underbelly. A lot of off-the-field problems in the news, and NPR's Mike Pesca joins us from New York to talk sports. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
I guess we have to begin with Michael Vick. Promising star, goes to jail for supporting and bankrolling a dogfighting ring, serves his time, signed by the Philadelphia Eagles, and a warm welcome in the Philadelphia Daily News. The headline, Hide Your Dogs.
Well, I wouldn't expect less from Eagles fans, who are some of the toughest in the league. But what the Eagles ownership and Eagles coaches and the Eagles top player, Donovan McNabb, emphasized in announcing why they embraced Michael Vick was that they believed in second chances. And it's also very important to note that there are really two teams we're talking about here. There's the Philadelphia Eagles as a team. There's also Team Vick. And Team Vick consists primarily of Michael Vick's advisor, Tony Dungy, who's the former head coach of the Indianapolis Colts and has a sterling reputation throughout the league. Dungy is an unpaid advisor, and he often actually does go to prisons and talk to people. And because he had Tony Dungy's stamp of approval, Andy Reid, the coach of the Eagle, was able to say, I think we should take Michael Vick on. Donovan McNabb, the star player of the Eagles, said the same thing. And in a kind of unusual press conference, Jeff Lurie, who owns the team, talked about how he was a huge dog lover and his own dogs died recently and it broke his heart, but he just thought that it would be a better thing to do for the team and society if he were to give Michael Vick a second chance to be the backup quarterback on their team for the upcoming year.
Well, let's go from a quarterback to a wide receiver. The Cleveland Browns' Dante Stallworth in the news, too. Apparently, it's a little early for redemption.
Yeah, Dante Stallworth, while drunk driving, killed a man in Florida this year, and he served less than a month in jail. But there is an extrajudicial system in the NFL. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, had long been worried that there were too many players who were running into problems with the law, and he instituted a tougher policy, and the league suspended Dante Stallworth for the entire season.
Well, real briefly, one other player we probably won't be seeing on the field this year is New York Giants wide receiver Plaxico Burress. Update us on that one.
Plaxico Burress shot himself in the thigh in a New York nightclub, thus running into some of the toughest gun laws in the country. A New York grand jury indicted him. It might be many years before the commissioner even has to rule if he's allowed back into the league. He could be serving a long prison term if he's convicted.
Well, hopefully soon you and I will not be talking about this stuff, but actually the teams on the field and watching
balls
some good
football.
Balls in the
air and the running game and the Tampa 2 defense. That's what we want to talk about.
You got it. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
NPR's Mike Pesca talking to us from our New York bureau. This is NPR News.